On a couple of occasions, Only a Game has featured a couple of guys who call themselves the two Chinese characters. They've helped us with the pronunciation of words like Beijing. Alice Goldfarb emailed recently to say, I should have consulted the two Chinese characters before I referred to Australian Open finalist Li Na as Ms. Na. I guess I should have identified her as Ms. Li. Teresa Bowen, who hears the program courtesy of North Country Public Radio in New York, emailed to say she appreciates what she called the lighthearted humor of my conversations with Charlie Pierce, but Mark Illuminati wrote to correct rather than praise Charlie. In our pre-Super Bowl conversation, Charlie talked about how the Packers-Steelers matchup woke up the echoes of the NFL's earliest days. Mr. Illuminati illuminated us as follows. The Steelers didn't join the NFL until 1933, so they couldn't have been on the field with the founders of the league. Edward Montano of Whittier, California, emailed to say, if you are tired of the Super Bowl hype, stop doing stories that hype the Super Bowl. We have launched an investigation into the matter of Mr. Montano's loyalty to the nation. It certainly doesn't sound as if he's a real American. The 17th edition of Super Bowl Haiku in last week's program called forth an unprecedented hail of haiku. You can read lots of them at our website, and I'll present just a few here. One that turned out to be something of a favorite around the office goes like this. One question remains of Super Bowl XLV, extra large V-neck. That came from Valerie Bach. Sarah Solnick tweeted us a haiku that I can't help but characterize as a sweet tweet. I don't love football or hockey or NASCAR, but I love OAG. A tweet so sweet it bears a repeat, but I'll resist the temptation. And finally, there's what might be considered the first candidate for inclusion in the 18th edition of Super Bowl Haiku. The 2012 extravaganza will take place in Indianapolis, which inspired Doug Johnson, who hears the program on WFYI in Indianapolis, to write, The Peyton guy says, next year for XLVI, y'all come to my house. You can contact us at onlyagame.org. You can also leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life. Summer.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
Run for your health. Or if you don't find that idea appealing, run for donuts. About 7,500 people did that at the annual Krispy Kreme Challenge in Raleigh, North Carolina last weekend. The rules of the challenge dictate that competitors must run for 2 miles, eat a dozen donuts at the Krispy Kreme store, and then run back to the starting line. The tradition was initiated by students at North Carolina State University 8 years ago, and it has since grown to the point where it generates more than $50,000 for the North Carolina Children's Hospital, which, one presumes, is equipped to treat people who've run 2 miles, eaten too many donuts, and then tried to run 2 more miles.
I love donuts, and that's all I can say. I eat donuts at night and donuts in the day. I ate 95 donuts just last week. People be saying I'm some kind of freak. I eat donuts for breakfast.